With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Princess of Wales has made her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis.
Britain's Princess of Wales has attended Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony, her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis. The 42-year-old princess travelled by horse-drawn carriage from Buckingham Palace with her children, George, who's 10, Charlotte, 9, and 6-year-old Louis. She watched the ceremony from a building overlooking Horse Guards Parade, a ceremonial parade ground in central London. The annual event was also a show of stability by the monarchy after months in which both the King and Kate, wife of heir to the throne, Prince William, have been sidelined by cancer treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a criminal investigation is underway at California State University, Los Angeles.
It follows Wednesday night's siege of the Student Services Building. Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. The president of the university, as well as other administrative staff, had to shelter in place for several hours during the violent takeover. According to the university president, three employees and one student were assaulted by the pro-Hamas protesters. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies have agreed to set in motion a $50 billion loan to help Ukraine. Interest earned on profits from Russia's frozen central bank assets would be used as collateral. Details of the deal are being hashed out by G7 leaders at their summit in Italy. The money could reach Kiev before the end of the year. The plan is to use profits from Russia's roughly $260 billion in frozen central bank assets as collateral. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called it a vital step in forward, improving sustainable support for Ukraine and winning this war. This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June 1969, sparking a riot and several days of protests. Homosexual activists say it was the beginning of the national gay rights campaign in this country. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that a Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in the incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly to 6.95% to 6.99% a week prior, according to Freddie Mac. A separate measure saw rates fluctuate over the last 7 days, according to Mortgage News Daily. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.